The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we delve into a territory few dare to explore. From the mysteries of Antarctica to the ancient science of a forgotten era, tonight's journey will take us into hidden realms where truth and fantasy seem interwoven. This evening is a unique occasion, as Carlos Tora returns to Veritas after 6 years since his first interview with us. In that time, his path and knowledge have only deepened, and his pursuit of the unknown has remained unwavering. Who is Carlos Tora? Far from a conventional explorer, Carlos is a seeker of signs and a navigator between earthly and cosmic realms. His multifaceted career spans international trade and public relations, gemology with a focus on mineral energy, and fields such as applied archaeology, technology, astronomy, and numerology. Beyond that, Carlos is a licensed pilot of planes, helicopters, and sailboats, and an alchemist of the modern age. Guided by his own internal biology and a quest to unite the abstract with the conscious, he continues to expand a vision that merges the self with the universe. Together, we will discuss the mysteries of quantum physics, the enigmatic myth of Tartaria, and the possibilities posed by a lost science. Are we standing at the threshold of a new era of understanding, or simply hearing echoes from a distant civilization? Prepare for a conversation that promises to challenge everything you think you know about the world and our place in it. Carlos Tora returns tonight, inviting us into a universe of limitless possibilities. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. Before we begin tonight's conversation, I want to share some context about this interview. This experience presented a unique challenge for me, because almost all of our audience speaks English, while Carlos, our guest, primarily communicates in Spanish. To overcome this language barrier, I use advanced technology to translate Carlos's voice into English for our viewers. The same tool was applied to clone my voice for consistency throughout the interview, though you may notice a difference in the accent. While it still sounds like me, it's not quite identical. I ask for your understanding. Please focus on the content rather than the slight changes in voice. Additionally, for those of you who speak Spanish, I'm pleased to let you know that the entire interview is also available in Spanish, both in video and audio formats. You may find that watching the original version adds an extra layer to your experience. I'm sure you'll find Carlos's insights deeply thought-provoking. And directly from Alicante, Spain, to discuss the mysteries of ancient science, hidden Antarctica, and many other topics, our guest today. In our second interview in Spanish is Carlos Tora. Hello, Carlos, and welcome back.
How are you?
Dear Mel, how wonderful to be able to be in a second interview with you. And as I promised you, let's hope that the next ones, if they come, I am already more involved in my English and we can do something in English. I promise you that too.
Congratulations. Congratulations. But I want to tell the audience how it happened. What happened during the last 6 years? I have thought about you and everything you said last time because it was a very, very good 111 episode. But a few days ago, one of our guests canceled due to vital health issues. And I was thinking, what will Carlos be like? What has happened to him? And not even 5 minutes passed. Well, the day I want to contact him again, not even 5 minutes passed. You, by mistake, contacted me saying, hello, Melanie. And I say, I'm not Melanie. I'm Mel. He tells me, ah, sorry, I was writing to someone else. I mean, I brought you with my thoughts. This is the second time that has happened in my podcast career. What do you think of that?
And the first time it happened to you was something wonderful, or what happened?
Yes. The first time was also a cancellation. And then I was watching a series of the Stargates on television. And I say in my head, William Henry, who is one of our guests here on the show, what would William Henry think of this? I woke up in the morning to the first email I had. William Henry's email asking, Mel, how are you? He expressed a desire to discuss Stargates on my platform. That's not coincidence, it's timing.
I believe that you have to have some type of ability or gift that you have to develop, because once it can happen, but there are already two, although they seem few, they are many times in this type of synchronicity. I think, Ida Mel, that you should start trying to find out inside yourself, because I think you have some very interesting power. Well,
how have you been for the last 6 years? It feels like yesterday, yet it's been 6 years. What has happened since then?
What did we talk about? If I remember correctly, I think the last time we talked would be about 2018, 2019.
That's how it is in November 2018, and you talked about the cube. You talked about Antarctica and many other things.
Yes, then what we already know happened, what I affectionately call pandemonium, so that we don't...
The pandemic?
I call it pandemonium, then the one after Demon Bread. Well, I was after the interview with you traveling a lot. I was before the pandemonium, traveling mainly through Panama, Costa Rica, Colombia, all that part of South America and Central America within what is Latin America. Mexico, Argentina, then Uruguay. I was traveling for 2 years to full until the Demon Bread arrived. At that time, even look at Mel, who was living in Panama. I moved to live in Panama because practically everything I had in terms of travel, research, etc., everything was practically the American continent. Although notice how curious, I never finished making the jump to North America, that is to Mexico, yes, but not further up, because just when I was ready for. To go to an event I had been invited to in Los Angeles. I no longer remember what the event was called, but it is an event that takes place every year in February, which is done half in English and half in Latin and Spanish. And right at that moment, they had invited me. They were preparing to make the leap. Pandemonium came. I went everywhere with my Spanish passport, even though I lived in Panama. And right at that moment, the lockdowns and all the things began. I was in Cali, Colombia, doing some courses and seminars and explaining some research that we were precisely about to carry out in Ecuador in the famous Cueva de los Tallos. And just then I saw the pandemonium. I tried to take a plane to return home from Panama, and they told me, no, sir, I have a Spanish passport. I can't enter Panama. You can only travel to Spain. I mean, well, nothing. We'll take a plane to Spain. I returned to my house in Barcelona. We had lockdown there. We had time to think, why? Reorganize the mind and ideas and everything, like try after lockdown, because obviously I had to end someday and see how I could continue. And in the end, well, the decision was made to stay in Spain for a season. And we have been 4 years now, 4 years here in Spain, to the point that you said very well at the beginning. Dear Mel, I found a wonderful place in the mountains of the province of Alicante. I found some fantastic towns, the super quiet, super zen, super relaxing, which is what I needed at that time. I was looking. We bought a stone house with the family. We renovated it, and here we are, wonderful, to the point that we are even thinking of setting up a kind of holistic center, health center, research center, secret laboratory, astronomy center. So, my dear, we are at full Cotolidio.
Well, what a thing, because I was in Alicante. I'm looking. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to do it. I'm going to confess something here. What's happening in America? Well, you know, Spain is very socialist. Well, America is becoming more than socialist, communist, and one. He's always looking for where to go. And because of my parents, my grandparents, the Spanish passport is also going to help me. And Alicante was a place where I lived, which I loved, which is very, very peaceful. Not a lot of tourists like Barcelona, Madrid, and so on. And I don't know. You say you want to move here, and I say I want to move there if something happens here.
Well, it's not that I'm not telling you that I want to move to the United States. That is simply what I was telling you. I am clear that my place right now is in the mountains, and where we are more than good. I would say that much more than good. I mean, it's not a matter of changing places, but my two daughters who have already started college have decided to go to Seattle. They are already studying in Seattle at the university. They have both decided that way, and I have many contacts, increasingly with the North American countryside, with the United States, and some also in Canada, and many times in many interviews that, of course, your listeners who turned Mel are evidently listeners, the majority from the United States, our followers, our people who listen to our stories and adventures, obviously in Spanish, since there are more people who are both in Southern Europe and in everything that is Latin America, but every time, and you know it very well, there are more people in the United States, more Latinos, and more and more and more and more and more, until it reaches the point that we do a retreat every month, and we do it here where I am, in the mountains, a retreat to talk about interesting things for a week. And the last two retinas were practically all Latino Americans. But in North Americans, this started to sting the bug a little bit. And start thinking, talking to people I know in Miami, in Florida, in Utah, in South Carolina, in Seattle, where my daughters are, in the state of Washington, and many people who are following us in Spanish from our channel, especially from YouTube and from Instagram, TikTok, and all social networks. And I have realized that the type of work that we transmit, the type of message that we develop, the type of information that we receive, and then give along with many surprises that I haven't told you yet, and if you want, I can tell you later, makes that, I have realized, or at least that's the feeling it is for a type of people with a conscience, something different from those in Europe. I'm still thinking, and I will, I always think so. It is true that the North American system or the European system, it is very different in many areas. In the spiritual theme, of course, in the theme of consciousness, even more so, in the theme of mysteries, of investigations, of conspiracies. Of course, yes, no. I mean, for example, to give you a clear example, not everything that is happening now you will tell me about the socialists here or the communists. What is happening with the North American elections, with Prom, with Biden, with Kamala Harris? I noticed that until the last moment I said, I believe that Gavin Newsom himself, the governor of California, will be above Kamala. I mean, I have a lot of information that comes from the North American world, but here in Europe, practically no one is interested. And when I talk about these things, I receive information that if you want, now I'll tell you how I receive it. And it's information that has a lot to do with all these issues. The American market, so to speak, is much, much more sensitive than not. The European market, which is much, much more serious, much more skeptical. He always thinks that he who says strange things is lying, that he is a charlatan because he is crazy, that he is crazy, and even that he is a fraud. I mean, they've called us about everything. Why? Because our research messages get out from the orbit in which the system in Europa. Well, he's got everybody hooked. But you know better than I do, dear. In the United States, it is very different. Even though politically, the United States is now in a very complicated moment, and we will see what happens on November 5th. I think I have my ideas of what can happen. But apart from all that, the mentality, and you have a much better chance of first listening to the information you receive from different types of people. Then discern it, and then make a decision whether you are interested in it or discard it. No. In Europe, this is much more complicated because people are much more skeptical. And obviously, that is what you say. Either you are crazy or a phony or a charlatan, or they have even been called scammers. And I think scammers of what? Of information and data fraudsters. That is, when there is something here that doesn't suit them, they automatically close. But in the United States, you will correct me if not. My feeling, Mel, is that it's very different. There are many more possibilities and people open up much more at first. Another thing is that people then say, oysters, do I like or don't like what this man says? No, but that's kind of what I was telling you. I do want to live here. Yeah, I like the system that we have set up in the mountains with a center that we want to set up, even with bioscalar machines, Tesla, Einstein. We have biomagnetism systems. We work with decoding. We work with a lot of things No, but the kind of people that I feel like our message is reaching is the kind of people that are in the United States. And like I was telling you, and I ended up in the last two retreats, it was filled with people from America. And I said, wow. So what my friends there are telling me is not completely misguided. And that's why when there was that error in quotes, and it is an error that evidently came from knowing where and by whom for us to communicate. When then we talked and you said, oysters, let's take advantage, because after 6 years, it would be good for us to have a talk. I said, see, I was saying to myself, you see how right I was, and I have to try to see the possibility of them listening more to our information, our data in the United States market. Obviously, the problem is the language, no. But as I tell you, I think that if people in the United States really feel that what we talk about as information data can be interesting, have no doubt that I will work hard to speak English anyway in 3 or 4 months. Hello, hello, hello. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Are you listening to me now?
Yes, me, yes.
I told you that there are two people in Alicante that I want you to meet. Dr. Mike Wilkerson, who was here on my show a couple of times, faithful friend of the show. He discusses biogeology. I know you're, and I'm a geologist too. But biogeology is petrification of trees who have petrified. And we also have Alex Michael, who is the conspiracy music guru, who is from London and also lives there. He and Mike are friends. And now, well, we add you, the family, but what do you think? Yes, 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 of course, of course. And what do you think about Mike, for example? He is collecting information, and he went there in Alicante. There is a mountain. You look like an elephant. You know what I'm telling you, right? And he went up, he got in through the eye. He's a chiropractor, and he saw the whole eye, the part of the spine, everything. And the day after he got out of there anymore, Google never allowed that to be seen on Google Maps. What do you think?
Well, I'm liking the interview, dear, because what you're telling me is also part of my work and my research, because what I am is a gemologist. I am a gemologist, not a geologist, right?
Gemologist.
Gemologist. And obviously my gift, which I only have one, I don't know how to do anything else, but my great ability is to connect with stones and minerals. That is, minerals and stones speak to me. So I travel all over the world many times. I travel with a table that I call the Celestial Table, which was one of the information that I received in Antarctica from that story 6 years ago. You and I talk, and through that tablet and some stones, I connect with an oracle, with a being from another dome different from ours, from another dimension with which he is the one who gives me the information. And that being called UMSS is a name more or less, although the names of those dimensions are very different from ours, especially culturally speaking. I get a lot of information, which is what I'm trying to convey now. And part of that information speaks to you not only, as you have said very well, about those of the petrified silicon trees. Mostly large mountains that look like cut logs and connected with the ether, because of the great importance of the ether in space, in the inner space of our closed dome. Because my feeling is that we're inside a closed dome. Even the Simpsons themselves have already pulled all this out. Why not? Well, that ether that really is the zero element of the theoretical table that they took it out, evidently in Mendeleev, is the great importance where all the other chemical movements have come from. That ether connected to those service trees are the ones that transported through the sound vibration ether and water through these large trunks. Giant psyllium trees beamed pure, clean energy across the planet. That's what they cut many years ago, but there's more, because I do agree there's a lot of mountains, which may also be ancient petrified beings, just like the trees. Right now, at the end of January, we are making a trip to Egypt. We travel to Egypt every year, and this year we have discovered a place very close to the White Desert, a place that is a mountain called the Glass Mountain. If you go online and put Crystal Mountain, It's a dragon, and on the internet, on Google, the dragon comes up, and it's a mountain, and it's a dragon. And I'm going on.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.